Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, and as usual, I'll be speaking to you in natural English that's a bit easier to understand than things like movies and the radio and other places where you can hear native English. And today, I'm taking a topic from my shadowing app. If you have an iPhone, then you might have seen my app. There is a link for it in the description of the podcast. And on there, you can request topics. And somebody recently requested the topic of psychology. And psychology is a very, very big topic. So I feel like if I try to talk about psychology in general, that would be quite difficult. And I might just be kind of rambling even more than I usually do. So I thought to hone it down a little bit, or to make the topic a little more concise, a bit of a smaller topic, I thought I would talk about an area of psychology that I find interesting, and also one that I think is very important to all people, and that is mind traps, or sometimes it's called cognitive bias. So mind traps are these things that happen to all of us as humans, and these mind traps can affect the way that we think. And personally, I always try as much as possible to be aware of these mind traps. And they are exactly as the name says, they are traps for your mind. So it's something that will hinder, or something that will stop you from thinking in a logical, rational, or reasonable manner. So it'll be easier for you to understand with some examples. So a very common example is confirmation bias. And confirmation bias is something that affects all of us even more now than before. And the reason is because of the way the internet works. So confirmation bias is when you believe something. So for example, if I believe some nutritional fact, for example, to give a simple example, often it's this confirmation bias has effect on people's political opinions and social opinions. But if we make a more simple, not so controversial topic, it could be nutrition, you know, and I might think that eating avocado is very healthy, and somebody might come along and say, no, avocado has too much fat, so eating avocado is actually bad. And both of us might be arguing our point. I could be saying, no, avocado is very healthy. And the other person could be saying, no, avocado is unhealthy. And perhaps we both take out our phones and start Googling to try to find some evidence to support our argument. And what confirmation bias does is it makes your brain focus on the information that supports your own argument, because nobody likes to be wrong. We all want to be right or correct. It's just human. When someone tells you you're wrong, it doesn't feel good. You don't say, oh yeah, I'm wrong. Great, I love being wrong. Of course, we should all try to accept when we're wrong and learn from that. And that's something that I do, and I think we should all do. But it's still not enjoyable. It's not enjoyable to be wrong, especially when you think you're right about something. And our brain doesn't like being wrong either. So you've probably found this has happened to you before, where you'll go on the internet and search to see if you're right. And you'll be reading things and you'll be thinking, yeah, see, I knew I'm right. I knew I was right. And the information you are reading could actually be telling you that you're wrong. But sometimes it's hard to see that because your brain very much wants to believe that it's right. So that is something called confirmation bias. And I think that's something that affects all of us. Like I said, even more now with the internet, because of the way algorithms work on the internet. You know, when you go on social media, it's always showing you things that you like. You know, if you go on social media and you're pushing the like button, or you're spending a lot of time looking at particular things, you know, YouTube or Instagram or whichever social media you're using, they know what you like, and they'll show you more of that, which is probably part of the reason why politics appears to be becoming even more and more polarized. So people are becoming more and more left-wing or more and more right-wing, and there's not so much space in the middle because of this confirmation bias that's being fueled by social media and making people think more and more like, ah, oh, I knew I was right and the other people are wrong. So yeah, confirmation bias is an example of a mind trap that affects all of us. Some other interesting mind traps that are also important to be aware of. Another one is cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance is basically that uncomfortable feeling you get when something is conflicting in your mind. So, for example, there's an example that I saw recently where, you know, if you are just a normal person who is not rich, you might think all rich people are greedy and like bad people. Like you can't get rich if you're not greedy or if you're not, you know, thinking about yourself all the time, being selfish. You can't get rich otherwise. But then if someone asks you, like, do you want to be rich? Probably most people will say, yeah, I would like to be rich, or at least kind of rich. And then, you know, you ask them, well, are you greedy? Are you selfish? And then you realize, like, oh, my brain is uncomfortable right now because these two things are kind of conflicting. You know, you want to believe that all rich people are greedy, but when you ask yourself, do you want to be rich? You don't want to think, well, that's because I'm greedy. So those opinions kind of contradict each other. And, you know, that's just a simple example. But again, when it comes to like politics or society or these like big important topics, you'll find that in these situations, people get quite angry. And it happens to ourselves too. You can get quite angry where you feel like, yeah, there's some kind of clash in these opinions. I don't know if that was a very good example of that one, but hopefully you'll understand what I mean. If not, you can have a look. It's called cognitive dissonance. And yeah, this topic is an interesting one. And again, I think it's something that is important with all of these. It's important to recognize these in ourselves. So when you're discussing things with people or even arguing with people, sometimes it's important to ask yourself, is this happening to me right now? Am I just getting angry because of this? And it's sort of good to be aware of that, I think. Another one that's very interesting, I think, is the gambler's fallacy. So it's called gambler's fallacy because, you know, gambling is when you put money on something and try to win more money. And an example of this is if you flip a coin, you know, if you flip a coin, and usually in English, when we do that, we say to the other person, heads or tails, you know, when you want to decide something, or it could be for gambling, it could be a very simple game for gambling. So you flick a coin, you say heads or tails. And if you flip a coin, there's a 50-50 chance of it landing on heads or tails. Like there's no reason why, unless you have some kind of fake coin or something, there's no reason why it would land on heads more or why it would land on tails more. But if you flick a coin and it lands on heads, and then you flick a coin and it lands on heads, then you flick a coin again. So this is the third time, heads. Flick a coin one more time, lands on heads again. So it's just the sequence now has gone head, 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 head. And if you ask most people now what's next, a lot of people will say tails. Because there's something in your mind that says it can't be heads again. That's like too lucky, or that's too much of a coincidence. It's more likely to land on tails next time. But as I said at the beginning, there is a 50-50% chance of it landing on heads or tails, so it doesn't actually make a difference. Just because the previous four landed on heads, that doesn't mean that tails is more likely to come up next time. It's still 50-50 chance. So this is something that I said, it's called gambler's fallacy, where you believe, oh, it was heads, 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 so it must be tails next. But as I said, it's ignoring logic. It's ignoring science, basically. It's ignoring rationality and, you know, being reasonable. And this is exactly what I was talking about with these mind traps, where these things that happen in our brain, they make us forget what's actually logical and reasonable. So this is, I think, an interesting topic. And I wanted to talk about a few more examples of mind traps. So this is going to be part one. And in part two, I'm going to talk a bit more about these. So thank you all very much for listening. And if you'd like to hear a bit more about these mind traps, then come back for part two in a few days. Thank you very much, and see you back here next time.